Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happier happy hour. It rolls on. And your phone calls, your participation, always appreciated here at 844-967-2789. Even if I make you sit on hold for a bit, doesn't mean I don't appreciate you. I'll get to you eventually. And I've got an encouraging headline for those of you listening. I hope you're encouraged. Somebody's trying to hold Trump and his allies accountable for the January 6th. And it is a Democratic super PAC. So let me read a little bit. The Hill.com reporting, a major Democratic super PAC on Wednesday launched an ad campaign seeking to tie allies of former President Trump to the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the Capitol ahead of the anniversary of the attack. Yeah, there's like 1,000 of them. 1,000, right? They're going to drop the insurrectionist list tomorrow. I'm going to look for all the fine Wisconsin Republicans that are on that list, like you, Andre Jack, and you, Bob Spindell. But anyways, back to this reporting at The Hill. Priority USA Action announced a six-figure ad buy for two separate spots running in battleground states. The ads draw a direct connection between the tragedy of January 6th and the Republicans that Donald Trump has endorsed, who have explicitly vowed to subvert the will of voters in future elections. The ads are targeted specifically at individuals who have consumed less political news since Trump left office, so not you fine folks. The first ad, titled Coup, Julie will be happy to hear that. They're calling it Coup Julie, features footage of Trump sowing doubt about the results of the 2020 election and suggesting the attempt to undermine President Biden's victory was just a test run for future attempts to subvert elections. The second ad, titled You Were Right, includes images from 2017's Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville and of an individual carrying a Confederate flag after storming the Capitol on January 6. A narrator states, every single chaotic, disastrous day of Donald Trump's presidency reminds us that your vote to defeat him was absolutely right. You're welcome. Both ads feature a list of candidates who Trump has endorsed ahead of the 2022 elections, including Senate candidates Herschel Walker in Georgia, Ted Budd in North Carolina, and Rep. Bo Brooks in Alabama, as well as House candidates Max Miller in Ohio, John Gibbs in Michigan, and Rep. Paul Gozer. I'm really wondering if Gozer and Brooks are still going to have free movement when the election rolls around. Might be, you know, held over until trial. A little bit more from the Priorities USA Deputy Executive Director, Anissa McMillan. She said this in a statement. January 6th was not an isolated incident. The Republican Party has sought to delegitimize our elections by implementing voter suppression laws that disproportionately disenfranchise Black and Brown Americans, intimidating voters and election officials, and promoting lies and conspiracy theories in their campaigns. Priorities will continue to call out these anti-democratic efforts unequivocally and communicate the facts that Donald Trump's Republican Party to the American people. House Democrats had planned a day's worth of events for Thursday to mark the 1 year since the Capitol insurrection, where multiple people died and dozens of law enforcement officers were injured after a pro-Trump mob stormed the complex to try and halt the certification of Biden's electoral victory. Biden will deliver remarks at the Capitol, as mentioned, where he is expected to condemn efforts by some Republicans to rewrite the history of that day and call out continued efforts to undermine American democracy. Yes, do so, President Biden. 844-967-2789. The other CJ, the good one from Beaver Dam. Welcome back, CJ.
Hey, brother. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy new year to you, sir.
Wish Brian well for me. My question, since you got James Santel on tomorrow, I will be listening, by the way. My point in question is if you and I went and robbed a bank with three other guys in the car, I shoot somebody dead, are you not charged with an accomplice to murder?
You would be. Even if it was an unsuccessful bank robbery, CJ. Even if you tried to rob the bank and you failed to rob the bank, well, there was still criminal intent there. There was still a conspiracy there. And yes, I would be just as culpable as the guy that pulled the trigger or, in this case, incited the domestic coup.
So Merrick Garland said over 725 people have been charged.
Yes, sir.
Why is there not 725 people being charged for accessory to murder?
Well, that would be a bit of a stretch, CJ. You know, criminally speaking, I don't know that you could tie them all together as such. Just because you're there, I mean, it'd be different if they came in the same car. But if someone showed up where there were thousands of other people and committed a crime, everyone in attendance is not also culpable for that person's crime. Maybe if you're the guy
they still had the same
drove
intent,
them over there.
Michael.
What's that, sir?
They still had the same intent. They still intended to rob the bank.
Well, I'm not. Yes, I get your point. I get your point, CJ. I don't know that the vast majority of the people in the crowd that day that were at the Ellipse that had been encouraged to come to D.C., it's going to be a wild time. Trump sent out the text and the tweets when he was still on Twitter. No doubt that they were encouraged to come by the same guy. But the guy that was encouraging everyone to show up at the party. You know, if I throw a party at my house, you're not culpable if somebody dies from over intoxication. But I, the guy who threw the party, I might have culpability in that case, CJ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jury of the peers.
Well, where are you gonna find a jury of the peers? CJ, appreciate you listening. Stick around. Tomorrow is going to be a big day. We got James Santel, the former U.S. attorney. We've got Mark Thompson. He is the Wisconsin elections commissioner. And we've got to find U.S. senatorial candidate Sarah Godlewski. Apparently, she wants to hold Ron Johnson's feet to the fire. Some big event happened like a year ago tomorrow. And Ron said, you know, it's just some friendly tourists. He wasn't nervous at all. But had it been some Black Lives Matter protesters, you know, had they had some pigmentation in their skin, Ron would have been very suspicious. Come back with us. One last segment of the... Well, I guess we got a half an hour still. not done with this big show yet. Still time for plenty of your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. The January 6th Eve edition. Perhaps the other CJ will call as well.